Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. Can I get a witness up in here?
Yes, yes, no weapon falling against me shall prosper. And welcome, folks, to the Bringing Their Mastermind Forum, as we constantly come to you each and every morning with that sole purpose to create a mastermind alliance. And it's stated when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. And boy, somebody is in the kitchen doing something, let me see. Conference view. And I got it on conference lock. Oh, mute is off. Okay, I thought I had a mute on.
All participants are muted.
Okay, good morning again to our diehards out there. We see you out there this morning, and as we say, the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Someone give me a mic check, please. Sometimes I want to make sure I'm not
mic
talking
check,
to
myself. Mic check, mic check.
Go. Okay, thank you. So, as we say, we come to you with that sole purpose of creating that mastermind alliance. And we said it so many ways, and basically our whole basic foundation of our philosophy is whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. That's taken from Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And I think that the magic word there is conceive, conception. And the second magic word after conceive is believe. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So as we experience our daily lives, we have the objective of being a better you, or being a better person, or being a better I am-ness of self. So one of the things, one of the ways that can be done is through words, affirmation, and study, and knowledge, and wisdom, and, you know, just really what-if possibilities. And these what-if possibilities that enter your mind and has entered the mind of many people. I say many people, but many leaders. That has literally, folks, changed the world. Do you know what has happened in my lifetime, my little 75 years since I've been here, in my lifetime? Some amazing things have taken place, and it's just the tip of the iceberg as to what is going to happen, because we're tapped into that true, unlimited potential source. And that we talked about where you can literally download all the good that you desire. So that's kind of my opening this morning here on Big Money Wednesday. We're going to bring on our co-host, but this morning we're going to talk about free enterprise. And we're going to talk about giving a man a fish. You feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish. You feed him for a lifetime. But you teach him how to buy the pond and sell fish. That same person could live and become wealthy and live an abundant life by understanding the basic principles of free enterprise capitalism. That's the world that we live in. That's the country that we live in. America, a free enterprise system where you determine your worth, not the government. So So you must understand capitalism, free enterprise. You must understand socialism, the difference between the two. There's debates going on now in the political arena that you can get up, you could be afraid of where we might be headed. I don't know where we might be headed in that direction. Some are leaning towards capitalism. Some are leaning towards socialism. And you got to ask yourself which one is bad. Now, both of them have their issues, without question. But where we are right now, capitalism is, if you look around you, if you look at your lifestyle, no matter where you're involved in the free enterprise or part of supporting someone who's involved in businesses and investing their money, you're still able to live a certain lifestyle. You can generate money by increasing, if you're not in business, but you can increase your skill set, your education, have different degrees, and you can move your income from $30,000 a year just by adding some degrees and credits to $100,000 a year. Yeah, you're still kind of part of the free enterprise system, even though you're supporting someone else's dream, but at the same time, you can increase your lifestyle. So that's my opening, folks. Free enterprise system still works. Why can't you? Big Money Wednesday. And let's kick this off here this morning with the one and only, if I can find her song. But what I'm looking for, here we go. Let's kick it off with Miss Control this morning, folks. The free enterprise system still works. Why can't you? Big Money Wednesday. Yes, yes. The one and only. I'm a co-host this morning, Dream Life Coach, Rhonda Williams. Top of the morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about free enterprise. Some people don't understand what it actually means, because no one really teaches you that in school, folks. They don't teach you capitalism in school. They don't teach you about...
So, you know, I tend to be a little bit of a rebel, right?
Well, we all are. If we get up and do what we do, we're all rebels. But this is my thought this morning as we open up Big Money Wednesday, folks. We're talking about the system still works. Why can't you? That's the system. But what's your spin as we go from you? We're going to go to Billionaire Baby and then Billionaire's Happy, and then we're going to get into some thoughts here about teaching a man or a woman how to fish. So what thoughts were stimulated in your mind with this topic this morning for your Big Money Wednesday run?
Well, the first one is, how about capitalist socialism? Does it have to be either or? Can we do both?
You can do conscious capitalism. You can do capitalism and be conscious. Whole Foods is one of those companies. Some of your billionaires, they have this, where they're giving back 10%, 20%, and they're capitalists, but they're conscious of what people do not have. Bill Gates, for an example, you know, walked away from his billion-dollar enterprise, and all they're doing now is just giving back. So the answer to the question is yes, it's just happening right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And Medicare is an example of that. So while we live in a capitalist, a country that's governed by capitalist principles, we also have aspects of socialism already in our country.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think we all need to just sort of understand what it means and not necessarily use the labels as a negative either one way or the other, but just understand what it means in terms of how we live in this country. So the other thought that I had is, for us living in a free enterprise society, for me, it's very, very exciting. Because when I look at our capitalists and our free enterprise, the first thing that comes to my mind is there really are no rules. There really are no rules. So think about that for a moment, folks. Now, yes, there are, you know, you certainly don't want to end up in stripes. I always like to say I don't look good in stripes. So to that degree, yes, you want to make sure that you're not breaking any laws. But you're writing the rules. Just like you are the co-creator of your life, you have the freedom and flexibility in this country to let your creativity run wild, to be imaginative, to do things that might seem weird or nonsensical or ridiculous to other people, and it can still be wildly successful. Here's an example of the gentleman who was who did the Krispy Kreme business. I think he was in, I forget where he was, in Minnesota or somewhere, but wherever he lived, they didn't have a Krispy Kreme. And he had to go into town that was going to be about a four-hour drive, and he loved Krispy Kreme. And so he said, well, I'm going into town. I love Krispy Kreme. Anybody else want some? He put a post out there. Anybody else want some? He got 300 hits. Well, you know what that did, right? It started a business. He started a business where he was making runs for Krispy Kreme to pick up this Krispy Kreme. And, of course, he would do the markup. And people were paying these outrageous prices for Krispy Kreme. They were leaving stories. Well, I do it because it reminds me of my childhood. I want to share it with my children. I love Krispy Kreme. So it became this whole big thing. And he started making a lot of money. His goal was to put himself through college without debt using the money and the proceeds from this. Well, eventually Krispy Kreme found out, and they asked him to stop. Please stop reselling our products. Well, of course, that got a little bit of press and attention, and people weren't real happy. Why are you stopping this person who's trying to be creative? And now all of a sudden, Krispy Kreme is partnering with him.
That's right.
So here we go, folks. The rules don't exist as we think that they do. And I say that not so that you can violate laws, but so that you can push the bounds of your creativity in this free enterprise society. You have the ability to go as far as your creativity and your imagination will take you. If you can think it, you can achieve it. So the opportunities for us to do that. Now, let me just say, and then I'll stop here. As you do that, be prepared to really fine-tune your emotional mastery. Because anytime you are coloring outside of the line, it gets a little scary. Because you don't know people that are doing that. Is this okay? Is this going to work? So your emotions start to run wild. So be prepared to fine-tune and understand the emotional aspect that will be involved in this. But still, go for it. Dream big, be bold, and recognize that there really are no rules. You are making them up as you go along. Back to you.
Wow, wow, wow. Krispy Kreme. I love Krispy Kreme. Yeah, I saw that that news blitz. The guy, when Krispy Kreme partnered up with him, he had a truckload of Krispy Kreme. They sent him out. And he created his own enterprise, Krispy Kreme. And, folks, you know what? In this free enterprise system and what I've been doing over the years, and being as happy, if you pull up Gabby, it's not Gabby, the lady with the young girl, what's her name? I want you to talk about her. I think it's
Gabby Bowles.
Yeah, Gabby Bowles. But the Krispy Kreme concept that she talks about here, and this is Big Money Wednesday. You know, we start out with, you know, as we go, you know, later on, what Big Money Wednesday is, folks, is the magic of thinking big, and then we come on and allow you to promote what you're doing. But more important, we give you some thoughts on, you know, whatever you're doing that you can multiply it and enhance it as well. But great, great analogy with the Krispy Kreme. Yeah, I saw that at the runner. I haven't had one in a while. You can make me go out and get one today. I haven't had a Krispy Kreme. See, that's a power suggestion.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of donuts, but I love creativity, and so I wanted to share that. You can always go out and get you a health smoothie with some kale and some other things.
Yeah, I know. But I want to taste that Krispy Kreme. And maybe I get some ideas as I eat that Krispy Kreme that like this guy got. Putting that baby, top of the morning to you. Here we on Big Money Wednesday. Talking
top
about,
of the morning to you,
too. We're talking about free enterprise. Did I get your record up? I didn't get your record up. Okay, hold on. Song, and we got you coming up. And those of you who are listening in to us, we have prosperity.
I love my life.
Come on.
I love my life. I love,
I love my life.
No, no, we don't know where tomorrow might bring by the future.
If you call in and you hear us calling all these names, Billionaire Baby, Dr. Goldberg Smine, the Dream Life Coach, Billionaires Happy, and this one and that one. These are what we call our prosperity names that we've been running now for the last 11 years. So Billionaire Baby calls herself a billionaire, and she's a baby. Go ahead, Billionaire Baby. What's your thoughts on this one?
I was reading a magazine the other day in the library, all of the very wealthy women, and what I was thinking is that we all have certain ideas that come to us, you know, but if we don't move on it, someone else gets that same idea. So I was reading this article about one of the youngest and the richest young women in the world, and she started out by selling vintage clothes, and those old clothes people have, but she started to do it to the point of globally, I guess, into almost like an eBay kind of thing. You could go online and see the clothes. And she became very, very wealthy. And I was thinking about all the different little ideas she has. Like now they have the Uber delivery. I have a girlfriend who's delivering dinners to from restaurants. All the restaurants, you know, have a whole line.
It's called Uber Eats.
So I'm saying a lot of these ideas, each one of us have thought about and had, but we didn't move on it. And I always say to myself that the divine mind must throw the ideas out in different places. You know, and different even countries, and some people jump on it, and some people just leave it alone. But I can remember when before I learned to drive, I was thinking how hard it was going to be to learn to drive straight shift, and I was thinking I'm gonna invent a push button gears, and I was like about 7 or 8, and about eight or ten. Somebody came out with the push-button car. I said, no, that's my idea. But I'm just thinking that we all get these ideas, you know, from divine mind. It's being given to us, but we got to actually move on it. We have to take action. If we feel that this is a value that we can exchange, that people, if you thought about liking it, maybe many other people would like it too. So that's the thing that you have to start with. The idea and the feelings, how you feel about it. Just as you feel about it, other people might want that same value. So that's how you want to get started with something that not only it would be an exchange value, but you could enjoy it, and it would bring something to you, to others as it would bring to you. So that's my idea. I have a couple of ideas. I better move on it before I think somebody else is getting ready to do it already, but yeah, we have these ideas. We got to take action.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be your idea. It'd be someone else's idea as well, and you could tap into it.
Exactly.
So, and especially in network marketing. But not only do you need the idea, you need the coaching. You need the training, because we're flipping the mindset here, folks, from being a consumer to being an entrepreneur. There's a difference between a consumer and an entrepreneur. There's a different mindset there. But the difference, not only is the mindset, but there's a different lifestyle between a consumer and an entrepreneur. As we say, teach a person how to fish, you feed them for a day. And I got to take man out of there because it's mankind. Teach a person how to fish, you feed them for a day, you You give them a fish, you feed them for a day. You teach them how to fish, you feed them for a lifetime. But
you know, Dr. Goldridge-Fine, we talk about that consumer and producer, right? So teaching ourselves to become producers, it's not easy because we've been consumers our entire life. And so shifting the mindset to becoming a producer where other people are consuming your product, you're right, that does require mentoring and coaching because it's a completely different mindset.
Absolutely. It's a different mindset. And we want to open you up to that side of your mindset. Folks, you could get so comfortable, as many of us are, as long as you make enough to get by and just skate through that next month. Today is what, the 5th? Most of the consumers' checking account is close to empty or negative. Is that right? Because the producers are producing stuff for you to spend the money to enter your checking account to help fill up their checking account. Because someone has convinced you that if you buy this, if you do that, if you go out, it's going to make you feel good.
I just came up with something good. How about this? Every one of us is a dream creator. The question is, we may be creating someone else's dream.
Absolutely. Not maybe. We are. Every time the dollar leaves our hand and purchase something, we are creating someone else's dream. But it's gotten to a point, Ron, to a point. It doesn't have to be the dollar that leaves our hand today, because money is basically an illusion. It's not that green ink. It's information. Facebook is a billion-dollar company because they're tracking the analytics on you and what you're doing and what you're clicking on. And once they find out what your interest and what you're clicking on, they turn that into money. They turn that into billions and billions of dollars just by you. Oh, okay, I'm just over here having what you're eating. Then you're going to say, oh, we're going to a birthday party. Oh, I'm going over to this place. And Facebook say, okay, we got you. That becomes money, folks. That's cash flow. Now, you're talking living someone else's dream. I'm coming to you. It's 8:25. We got a little more time to open up for the big money. But now, it's not money in the terms of they're taking information and your consciousness and turning that into money, and they're programming you at the same time. Mean. Remember I did a piece on mean, M-I-M-I. Folks, this is how can I put this? We got to wake up. What you got for us, Brain That's Happy?
I am sitting up here trying to figure out. Well, first of all, I want to go back to what Rhonda was saying about capitalism, because I'm aware of conscious capitalism, what she was saying about socialism. And I believe that definitely I love the concept of conscious capitalism, where we are thinking about others and thinking about a win-win situation for everyone. That's how
not to cut you off. But I feel that network marketing fits into the category of conscious capitalism. Go right ahead.
Okay. And then she was saying, because I'm vaguely familiar with socialism, but when I just wanted to hear more about her perspective of it, because I am for anything where everyone is going to win and everyone is going to benefit, and that everyone gets an opportunity to use their gifts and their talents and their abilities, and where we have a collective society, but the people that take more risk and doing more, that those people are not penalized because they are doing that. And also where, you know, everyone that needs help, they get the help that they need also. So I don't know what that type of society is called, but I know that that's what I feel. The second thing I was just thinking about is how to, but this is going to come for when we do the Big Money Wednesday, that part, but I was just trying to figure out how to explain what happens when you utilize the connection of your heart and your brain, when you actually utilize both, because a lot of people live from either, they think they have to be heart-centered and do everything from the heart and just, you know, forget about the brain. But I was just thinking about how to phrase, how to use all the parts, because they're a blessing. Our brain has a certain function, our heart, our gut, all of these different parts of us have a specific function. And I was just trying to think about how to explain it so that people understand it. So you caught me right in the middle of that thought and trying to write it out.
So Billionaire is Happy, it's interesting that you just described that, because that is emotional intelligence. At its core, that's what emotional intelligence is. It's about using, it's about, so what the way that I describe it is a happy intersection of emotion and logic, right? It is when you are marrying those two and you're doing it in such a way that it is improving your outcomes, your results, your relationships, your joy, your communication. That is what emotional intelligence is.
Oh, but you know what? I was talking about when you were saying socialism. Remember you were saying that, why can't we have both?
Yes, a socialism and a capitalism. Well, think of it this way, in terms of the way people describe it, capitalism is about privately owned. Socialism is about publicly owned. But publicly owned can be two things. Public can be community-based, right? So a community looking out for itself, looking out for each other, establishing system structures and processes that work for the whole of the community so that, as you said, everyone can win. Or it can be more sort of government regulated, right? Government taking that role of ownership, oversight, regulation, that sort of thing. So the two is, I just think of them really easily so that I don't get my brain all confused. It's about public versus private, right? Privately owned companies are, you know, they're independent entities. They do what's best for them first. And as, you know, Dr. Ali said, there is a conscious capitalism, and some companies are. But in general, this country is based on a more individualistic sort of type of capitalism for whatever that particular company is. So does that help?
Yes. And in that respect, I can see how you can say that we want, that you would want both, and why can't both of them coexist at the same time? Because now with that explanation, I agree. I do think, because there are always going to be people that are going to need Medicare. There are always going to be people that need certain social services. In addition to that, I think that we should, in addition to providing those services for people that may need that, we should also be helping them to become more independent and create their own things and live their dreams and all of those things at the same time as well.
Okay, let's get back to where we are today in the world, the reality of the world that we are living in here in the U.S. under this free enterprise system that we are operating under. It gives us the ability to conceive and believe and achieve whatever the mind can conceive and believe. And so the freedom, the opportunity is there to have more, to be more, and do more. But the question is, are we taking advantage of it? And the answer is maybe 80-90% of people are very comfortable. They're not. And it's about maybe 10% of people are going the extra mile and they're doing more. And then they end up with a very high quality lifestyle. It's pretty much the way it's going to be, I believe. It's not going to be balanced out at any point. It's going to be the haves and the have-nots. As Jesus said, the poor will always be with you. It's biblical. It's in the Bible. The lesson, the wealth principles are right there in the Bible. So it depends on where you want to be, where you want to go, and what you want to do and what you want to have. So the platform here on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum to stimulate that thought in you. You know, we listen, we read, and we have a discussion. And 90% of the time we go back and do the same thing that we've been doing over and over and over. And that's going to get you the same results. So our goal here is to stimulate and activate that. You know, why don't you do something to increase that? So what okay, I got you on. Why don't we do something to increase that? So let me open up now. For those of you who are out there, you know, you're diehard listeners, and I feel some of you, I can feel your pain. And some of you, I know you have that burning desire, but you need a little extra push maybe. You need a little more, a little more courage maybe. I don't know. But we're here to share some ideas with you. And this is what we call Big Money Wednesday. Rhonda had to leave us. She's got to go. And
no, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here? Okay. I thought I got a text.
That's Lady Tycoon. She's in listening mode, and she won't be able to close out. That's what she texted you.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Rhonda. Okay. You see, I was trying to talk and do the same thing. Okay.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So, folks, before we get started, we are the host here every morning. And we're asking you, what is your Big Money Wednesday idea, motivation? What are you doing outside of the norm? What path are you, know, how are you traveling? What path are you on? You know, what are you doing? What have you done? What have you accomplished this year? What you working on? Lines are open.
Cash, clothes, that's what I need.
Yes, that's being a Jill song. So, come on. Come on.
I'm just waiting for any of the listeners to have something different today.
I got it. I was waiting on the listeners too. But guess what? They in listening mode today, a billion is happening. Let us do what we do. Let us do what we do. Run our mouths. Run
you
our
know,
mouths
we always got plenty. You know, we always got plenty to say. Yes, we do.
Let me promote something. Yeah, we're running our mouths over, folks. Where does money come from? Money comes from other people, right? That's number one. And if money comes from other people, and you're not talking, I just might pay attention to you. I just might pay your attention to what you got. I asked you to do a piece on Gabby. What her name is? Not Gabby, the bull girl.
Yeah, I have it up here.
Yeah, you have it up here.
It's Gabby Bowles. That's the name of her company.
Gabby Bowles. This is a young girl that was, I think she started when she was 5 years old. Let's talk about her for a minute, then we go ahead and open up. Let's talk about her. So now, and as we talk about her, let's analyze some things here. Is it that God has implanted in some people's spirit the ability to be prosperous? And it appears that it doesn't matter the age, because we've got all different ages. But is this a gift that comes with birth, or is it something that can be developed? tell us about Gabby again, Venus Happy.
To answer your question, I think it is a gift that comes with us from birth, but we have to recognize it and develop it and nurture it. And so everyone is born with the same capacity for that. And what happens is in life we get, you know, limiting beliefs, you know, our parents or from educated, from wherever, all of these things that are contradicting that happen to us. And we have a tendency to believe that more so than to believe the power that is within us. And so I was actually trying to find what it is. I think she actually started when she was nine, actually. Because they have a lot of these. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But and it could have been because I'm on the page now and I'm just trying. I was trying to find something where it was written because the page I went to where it says the story behind Gabby Bowles is actually a video. But from what and her last name is, let me just go back to that. Her last name is Goodwin, Gabby and Rosalyn. Rosalyn is her mother, and their last name is Goodwin. And what happened is, go ahead, you were going to say something else?
No, I'm listening to you. No.
Oh, okay. So what happened is that she came up with this. She's an African-American young girl, and she came up with this way of keeping the bowls, and I definitely know about this firsthand because in my school, we are in all the schools I go to, we are constantly picking up these barrettes and bowls that are constantly the moms send them to school with all these bowls in their hair, and they're constantly flying all over the place, especially when they're dancing and stuff. And but she invented this way for the bowls to actually stay in the little girl's hair without, you know, falling out and stuff like that. And she had that idea, and she took it to her mom, and she actually started, I think it's from one story I was looking at, it started when she was nine, but she became the CEO of her company, I think, at 11. And she just, you know, ran with this idea, and her mom encouraged her as well. So I think that that is a testimony to the influence that we as adults and parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents can have on our children, that they have all of these creative ideas, and we need to encourage them and say, you know what, you can do that. Let's look at how, especially with the day, with today's internet, you can Google or YouTube just about anything if you want to learn how to do it. And so she actually took that route and actually did do it.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. That's a good example there. Let's get started with, on our side. With Big Money Wednesday. Who wants to go first? You want to go first? Dana's happy to say you got something new.
I do, I do. And I want to start with a scripture, which is Psalm 139:14. And it says, I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. And I will be speaking on Saturday, December 7th, in New Jersey at a conference called Don't Forget to Be Amazing. And it's an empowerment conference from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And
wow.
It's going to be lunch and vendors and four, a keynote speaker and four workshop presenters.
Wow.
So you get all of this for only, now listen to this price, only $25. That's it. So I'm going to say that again. You get lunch. They're going to be vendors there. You get four. There are going to be four workshops. I don't know the order, but it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so it might be a workshop every hour. And also a keynote speaker for the price of $25. So you can pay for it on the Cash App, and it's $Teresa. It's spelled T-H-E-R-E-S-A, and then AIRS, capital A. Y-E-R-S. You can pay for it through the Cash App, only $25. And what I will be speaking on, and that's why I was trying to figure out how to say it, and I'm still going to be working on that today because I have to do a promotional video. But my whole thing is about the connection of, like, when you live from your heart, and the heart gives the brain more signals then the brain actually gives the heart. A lot of people think like the brain is running the whole show, but the heart receives a lot of information that we are not even aware of. So we have to learn how to tune into our heart so that we can get the communication and the messages up to the brain, which will give us a lot more wisdom, a lot more insight, and be a lot more helpful in our lives and have us have a lot more ease in our lives. So I'm still trying to figure out how to get the wording and everything straight, but I said I could try it out on my home family, my billionaire mastermind family, and I am open to feedback if you want better explanation of how that is. But that's what I will be speaking on. Back to
and
you.
Where is this event going to be held?
Oh, the event is going to be held. Let me go back to that flyer. It's going to be held at, it's called the Haynes Building, the old Haynes Building in Newark. I'm going to give you the address one second. And that is at, it's called the Beautiful Express Newark, which is the old Haynes Building, and it's at 54 Halsey Street, Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, and that's going to be Saturday?
Saturday, December 7th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, I would be in a millionaire's conference in Miami in Fort Lauderdale. And on the 8th, we're going to be doing a yacht party with about 600 people, about two of them.
I remember, because I know when you mentioned it, I knew I had this conference, so I wasn't going to be able to join you, but it's fine. We could just put it out.
Let people know, and we'll keep promoting it, and you're going to be there speaking. And is the, what's